Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about HAL, the movie. Not HAL 9000, not 2001 A Space Odyssey HAL, but the anime called HAL. But before that, we were actually having fun with that, talking about carry-on luggage a little bit and reaching level 4 in a very special way. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want to support us by buying the movie that we're going to be talking about today, we do have affiliate links for you in the show notes. If you purchase the movie using that affiliate link, we do get a little bit of a kickback, and it is very much appreciated. Or if you want to buy some of the swag that we have that we put out ourselves, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And of course, for anything and everything having to deal with us, all our links and all the information, you can go to featuredanimepodcast.com. And now, on to the meat and bro-tatoes. HAL the movie came out in June 2013. Producers for it are Production IG and Pony Canyon. The studio for it is Wit Studio. It is an original, and the genres for it are drama, romance, sci-fi, and it only ran for an hour.
Yeah. While it only ran for an hour, it didn't feel like that long. It was, in my mind, very entertaining, and there were some rather interesting twists and turns that I wasn't expecting, and I liked it a lot.
Okay. Yeah, no. Definitely. So the basics of the story is you have a Kurumi, who's a young woman whose boyfriend, I would dare even say like fiance, ends up dying, or we're told died, in a sudden airplane accident, heartbroken and depressed and everything like that. She is very sad. So someone taking on the appearance of HAL is sent to her house in order to try and get her out of her state of depression, to try and get her motivated to live life, and basically kind of give her a new meaning for life.
To reinvigorate and re-energize, reintroducing to social norms. Basically, they used a robot with HAL's face to help someone grieve. They called it robotic therapy or something near to that. And everything's going fairly well. With the minor exception of everything isn't going well at all.
Yeah.
So like basically, and my wife was watching it with me and she goes, I swear to God, if you ever die and you get a robot to replace you, you're not helping me. You're keeping me in this perpetual cycle of not being able to get over you.
Right.
And well, I was like, well, what if you're an introvert? And she goes, then that's even worse. Then I can stay in my own little bubble and I never have to let you go. I never have to move on and I never have to recover. I'll always be in a state of going to bed, realizing you're dead and waking up and that glimmer of hope that you're not. And it was all a bad dream. Will shift and it'd be real for however long it takes me to realize it's not you.
Right.
And then the weight of the distress and the depression will come crashing down. And I went, I love you too.
Yeah. But you know, again, also at the exact same time, everyone's different. So what may be true for her would not be true or may not be true for someone else. So that's why like therapy and things like that, there is no one size fits all. You know, it's not everyone's the exact same. Everyone is different. So,
100%.
So I appreciate the fact that she actually knows herself well enough for it. You know, that she she knows that, like, what she should and shouldn't do, or what she needs to have happen and what doesn't need to have happen. Now, the plane crash, well, first of all, it's not really a crash. The plane just blows up in the air.
Yeah, exploded.
Like, soon after takeoff, which, honestly, I thought, like, it would lead more towards, like, a terrorist plot or something like that or whatever, just because planes just don't blow up like that in the air.
Yeah, they don't blow up starting at the tail. I thought it very similarly. I was like, well, so the way that it starts, you have a robot trying to catch a fish, right? And then you realize that the robot is around or near fabric makers, and they are dyeing everything. And it's a very old school type of trade, if you will. And everyone's in these bright purple or dark purple linens. And I was like, okay, this is a futuristic / historic kind of thing. And then the old man brings up the robot, calls it by name. It wasn't Hal at that time. And yeah, he's got this really awesome phone looking thing, but it's a see-through device. So I guess you can only see it when it's facing you or whatever. And
well, I mean,
you see the robot looking at this exploding plane. Well, one second. I promise. You see this robot looking at the plane. And now my initial assumption was the man, when he's looking at this phone, it's not a phone. It's a optical thing, because the man must have bad eyesight or something like that. And the robot helps him see stuff. So he looked at that through the eyes of the robot, zoomed in, and went, oh no, oh no. And then it fast forwards to something else. And then you realize, oh no, Hal must have died. His girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever you want to call her, is in depressed mode, super depressed. And
yeah.
And yeah, it goes on from there.
Yeah. I mean, but that's a very small section of it. And
Beginning, first 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like you could have maybe summarized that in like two sentences and not give us a replay of the entire
sentence. It's possible, but it was so, like, I feel like even though the movie is short, they crammed a lot of really important information everywhere on there.
Again, I feel like this movie really shouldn't have been a movie. I feel like they drug it out more so than what it needed to be, personally.
You think?
I do. The information that they provided was good. It was ample. However, some of it was a little bit repetitive. Some of it wasn't really necessarily needed. It was kind of like offshoots of the story and everything like that, where you see Hal trying to experience life and figure things out as he's kind of going along.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the exact same time, you're kind of given the impression that he will eventually figure out how to act normal.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I mean, like, that's cool, but at the same time, I feel like it's kind of unique.
Manipulative is what I would call it.
Thank you.
But you also, in the beginning, the robot was very curious about its surroundings. So that would mean that it can learn, it can grow. That's what it's implying, at least. And granted, while Hal didn't really make the same mistake twice, it really wasn't, while he didn't make the same mistake twice, I feel like he didn't grow as fast as a robot typically would, you know?
Right. So I would agree with you in that he didn't necessarily learn as fast as what he could, but at the exact same time, given the level of technology and everything like that, that was there, I feel like it's something that he didn't need to learn or anything like that. Like, a lot of the information should have been pre-programmed or downloaded into him. So I feel like that was kind of a lacking or oversight on it. And the fact that he basically was starting from almost an infantile state in terms of how the real world works is a very large oversight overall. Cause I feel like they should have the technology to be able to do that, right? Like, you should be able to do it, because given what we see, I mean, technology is pretty far advanced, and the fact that they can't just download basic knowledge information right away is kind of a red flag for me. Like, how far behind are you for you to not, you know, for you to do that, you know?
I get where you're coming from, but maybe it was to help with the being so authentic. Because Hal wasn't amazing at everything, I imagine. So, like, he would have to learn how to do stuff. So maybe that was part of the programming to progressively get better so that the image versus the image as well as the actions seemed more organic. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, if you're supposed to be a robot taking the place of someone else, I feel like that's kind of a moot point.
But that's just it. I don't think he was supposed to be... I don't think he was supposed to be robotic. I think he was supposed to be authentic.
It felt like they let a baby out in the world and said, yeah, here you go.
A little too naive. I agree. There should have been some protocols. I 100% agree with that. There should have been some high school, let's call it,
right.
Knowledge and capabilities. Hopefully tailored to the actual, Hal to see what was going on. But I don't know. I feel also that you are correct in this, in the sense that there should have been far more, not fluidity. That's not the right word. There should be far more compatibility, because it doesn't seem like it's the first procedure to ever be done. It was in the trial stage, yes, but they've done it many times, you know?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know, for it being a 60-minute movie, it doesn't really, one, it's not a movie, it's an OVA. It's a short story. And
what do you think is the difference?
For me, personally, mm-hmm. The complexity of the story.
It wasn't as complex as you would normally feel a movie needs to be qualified as a cinema. Okay, I can see that.
In length.
It needs to be longer than an hour?
Yeah.
Like what, hour 36?
Yeah.
Okay, that's respectable. It's definitely not The Sound of Music.
No.
But.
That is 100% true. But I also, at the exact same time, given the level of technology and everything like that, how you basically have these buttons and the level of technology, you have robots, animatronic robots that are just walking around acting normal and everything, you know, you're able to be submerged in water and not have a problem functioning. I would assume anyways, at least from the perception that we're given for it, you know, so the entire level of complexity for the robots, I feel like they kind of just fell flat on. They let a lot of things kind of go to waste. And
yeah, they did. They did.
And they also, at the exact same time, kept roping in or referencing other characters that really didn't hold much weight on the actual story, right? You were given a tidbit of information, and that's it. You were given a little bit of a little morsel as to a wider story that could be there, but there wasn't.
I kind of think they gave you just as much as you needed to. Like, I have a feeling I'm going to rate this movie much higher than you, just based off of what you just said, because I really liked it. I really thought that it was well thought out. While, yes, it did remind me, and it not subsequently, it also reminded my wife of a one sentence horror story, you know, where you read this one thing and it's not the words on the page that bring you terror. It's everything else that goes into it that you're like, oh, it's much bigger than what it is. And that's kind of what I was feeling here. It the movie itself felt bigger than what was being shown. That makes sense at all?
Yeah, that makes sense. I just don't agree. I mean, I just felt like it was kind of like, oh, there could be this larger story, but it's like very shallow.
Oh, incredibly. I don't think the B story and the C story deserved the time, personally. I think this was streamlined. I don't know if it had a good budget or not, but if it did, it definitely went into the graphics, because everything seemed, for lack of a better way to put it, extremely straightforward and two-dimensional.
Yeah. No, everything looked visually. It was a very visually appealing show. It was very, it looked good. There wasn't too much lacking on it. The voice actors, I would have to say, were pretty good. They were solid. The music for it was solid for when it needed to be there. It didn't have to be there all the way throughout. The details, the attention to details was actually really well done. I don't have much in the way of complaints for it. I just feel like there wasn't much for it, right?
Well, I feel like the story kind of drove itself, and they wanted you. The point of this was to hopefully be on the journey of our main character on a path to recovery, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it happened, but I don't think it happened the way that the storyteller wanted it to, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
There were secondary characters who knew Hal while he was alive and seemed rather friendly with them. And then there was some backstory as well that gave a very grim, almost depressing outlook on Hal's life, on his friend's life.
Yeah.
And
the realities of the world, of their world.
Yeah, of their world specifically. You've got luscious greenery everywhere here, but his history, it's dark.
It is. And you know, at the exact same time, I mean, I feel like it's also kind of like a foreshadowing as to how our world could end up being at the exact same time.
Yeah, I can. Because in this movie, it shows what I consider to be not a pinnacle, but a very strong possible future. A height that I hope we get to one day, the sophistication in robotics, I didn't really see anybody doing hard labor. You know what I mean? I saw a lot of people doing passion projects.
Well, yeah, you know? But at the exact same time, I mean, that wasn't really the primary focus of it. So
it wasn't, but
anyone doing the hard labor of it, because that wasn't the story. That wasn't the purpose of it. However, you did get a glimpse of it and you were told about it and how those particular types of jobs are left to humans and why they're typically left to humans.
Yeah, and humans are considered like a dime a dozen and they're just...
Yeah, they're expendable. Horrible,
Robots
are very expensive to maintain and grow and everything like that.
Hence Hal's childhood when he was kicked and shoved back into a lake to pick up a different stone because he picked up the wrong one and... It's just brutal, just straight brutal. And you see that darkness and distress, which is completely opposite to the life of luxury that we see him in now. And it just makes me think, if he was an orphan back then, how did he work his way up? How did he work his way out? And I feel like he kind of did it not necessarily in the most honest of ways, which is what was hinted at. But I mean, we're talking a lot about Hal, and we see him.
The primary protagonist of the story. And while Kurumi?
Yeah. I'm glad you said it because you say it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that was it. But you go for it, and I'm like, I have no clue.
Yeah, Kurumi, she's there. She is the main character, but she's kind of like the side main character. She's what our main character's world revolves around versus it being the world, you know?
Yeah.
So spoiler, Hal is not the Hal 9000, right? In fact, he doesn't even have any, I take that back. He does have some artificial life in him, his heart.
Yeah.
Which is how his parents came into debt and ran away and then left him for dead. But as far as that is concerned, spoiler, big spoiler.
Giant twist.
Hal's actually not Shyamalan. A robot.
No. And you find this out because his friend, who was into shady stuff, starts beating the crap out of him.
Oh, no. See, I kind of caught wind of it back when his friend saw him. Like, oh, dude, what happened to you? You just disappeared.
See, I thought that too originally, but I was like, well, it's kind of twisted that his friend wouldn't know he died.
Yeah, but his friend.
And I was like, okay.
His friend knew he didn't die.
Well,
because he didn't just die.
I agree. I agree. Looking back, hindsight's 20/20, his friend knew he didn't die. But looking at how everything was done, why his friend wasn't really. It seemed like his friend was on the wrong side of society.
Hal was on the wrong side of society.
Oh, no, I agree with that as well. But in the before we find out their connection, so to speak, I envisioned Hal as being on the up and up, as him being making the attempt to make a better life. And so, like, leave that part behind, and his friend just couldn't. And so when he blew up on a plane, his friend was never informed. And that's why I thought, I was like, oh, that's twisted and that's horrible. And then when it came up, I was like, oh my God, his friend is the only one that knew he was real. Not the only one, but like the only one that cared enough to smack some sense into him.
Well, he's the only one that didn't know what was really going on. So the doctor was trying to put him through like a therapy type thing to help him, quote unquote, recover, because he had a mental break where he thought he was a robot, where Hal thought he genuinely was a robot. And again, you know, I mean, like, that could totally lead you to like real world problems, real world things, where it becomes such an integrated part of society. You don't know how to mentally cope with such traumatic events that you just snap and that's it. You know, you become one of the things that you see around every day, all the time, a robot. I mean, also, you could say that it is a metaphor for how we are in our lives, that we are all robots.
We are slaves to the device in our hands.
That is very sad, but true. Yes, yes. Thank you for realizing this.
Realizing. Awakening with us. No. But it was a twist to me that just made me realize that everything in the movie you could look at, why Hal was so weak when you had a robotic structure while things seemed heavy. I was like, that's a bit too realistic looking back. But you know what? Maybe the fragility, the fact that Kurami didn't eat any food hardly ever, even though he prepared it. I was like, wow, she must be getting really skinny. I saw no difference. The fact that she was able to fix a memory cube like really, really well to back to basic perfection. Like, there's a whole bunch of hints. If you knew what you're looking for and you were smarter than me, you'd see no problem. But it was such a twist, and I felt like the last, you know, 15 minutes of the movie just felt jarbled and rushed and just mashed together to fit the time frame. And then did you watch the credits?
I did.
I mean, this is going to sound stupid, but the credits told a better love story than the whole movie did.
It did. They did. And it's not stupid. That's part of the problem. Part of the reason why I had a problem with the movie is that it did have such problems or issue or that it did, you know, basically the credits did a better job than the movie.
Yeah. The little after scene was nice though. Like it was a nice like end bookend in my opinion. Like it finished. I know there's no second movie. There can't be. I know there's no series.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like in that aspect, they did a good job. Like, they had a beginning, and they definitely had an end. And I feel like one of the missing components was, like, his friend beat the crap out of him to bring him back. And then, what? Nothing? He goes back basically to the rich family?
Yeah, it basically amounted to like, oh, we have this problem. You totally need to help me fix this. Oh, by the way, all this bad stuff happened. You need to face reality, bro. Oh, dang. Sorry.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah. Like, that's some friend cool. You are.
That's cool. That's all right. You know, I didn't need to know more about all that anyways.
Right?
I didn't
even know what kind of trouble you're in. What? It's your debt too, remember? Okay, what about it? Well, yeah. What debt are we referring to? What was incurred? How do we pay?
Right? Like, was he the one? Did he plant the bomb on the plane? Did he plant the bomb on the plane, or did he like put something on the plane that ended up blowing up on the plane, and that's why it blew up from the tail end because of the pressure?
Oh,
like what? What if there's a whole conspiracy behind it, man?
But there's not.
No.
But there isn't. Because the ending showed us everything we needed to see.
The ending showed us crap.
And we needed to see crap.
Yep. All right, sir. I mean, like, honestly, I don't have too much more I can say.
Sadly, not really.
All right.
I'm with you on that one.
All right, man.
It was enjoyable, but it wasn't. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It was enjoyable, but it wasn't. It was a good time waster.
Okay. All right. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
For me, I'm going to give it a 6. Because I would definitely watch it again with somebody else. I feel like it has that M. Night Shyamalan rewatchability. Mm-hmm. You'll pick up on other things. And the animation was really good. I feel like a 6 is fair here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'd watch it again. I'd recommend it to like 2 other people that I know of, but not really many more. Bookends. It was a complete story in my mind. And yeah, the visuals were nice. Visuals were real good, I feel.
All right.
So, what about you?
I would give this a solid hard 3.
Well, that's higher than I thought.
Yep. Yep. I would give it a solid hard 3. I did not like the way Hal actually looked. I don't know, something about his facial artwork and everything I just did not like. I didn't like the personality that he portrayed or anything like that, although I understand it. The artwork, the rest of it seemed like it was pretty well. The story was kind of lacking in my personal opinion. I do wish that there was more for it. I wish it was more entertaining.
I could see that.
In general, but it really wasn't. It's something I certainly wouldn't recommend to other people or watch again myself, given the choice. So yeah, 3 for me, 6 for you. Next week's choice. It's a random choice again. And it's a movie.
Oh, nice.
And it's called Sword of the Stranger. So, if you feel like we got something right, something wrong, too much justice, not enough justice, or anything else, feel free to let us know. All our contact information for you is on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to catch some of the pre- and post-show content that we usually do with every episode, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to buy yourself some swag or buy the show that we talked about today, you can go to the link, affiliate link that we have in the show notes for you. It'll take you there. You can buy the movie that we talked about today, and we do get a little bit of a kickback if you do, and it is very much appreciated. Also, if you want to buy yourself some swanky swag, feel free to go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, and that will help support us. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.